On October 21, 2004, the Manitoba Harm Reduction Network hosted a hard night out from dusk till dawn. The program has been used in a lot of cities. It pairs up people with street guides and a safety spotter to give them a bit of an idea of what happens when the sun goes down with people on the street. Members of the media, politicians, bureaucrats, social service workers, and caregivers were invited to leave their money at home and get a little taste of how people get through the night. My friend Shelley Anthus is an independent filmmaker, and she tagged along for the night. She spoke with Kyle of Operation Go Home, Tammy, a former street person who now works at Crossways Church in Winnipeg's West Broadway area, who was heading back to the streets for a taste of her roots, and also the manager of the homelessness office in Winnipeg, who just received that portfolio in May.
I'm the manager of the homelessness office in Winnipeg here.
Oh, okay.
So we get all the proposals for homelessness type projects,
mm-hmm.
and then we take them before our community review board. So we spent a fair amount of money, you know, $20 million in phase one, and now $7 million that we had 19 projects approved for in May and June. And we still have about $10 million left. But that's, we work through a community group, mm-hmm. so that we get people who are familiar with homelessness, and then they give us good advice and make recommendations on the right kind of proposals to fund. Yeah, it's pretty good.
And how long have you been doing that?
I've just had that added to my responsibility in May.
Okay.
Yeah.
And is this the first time that they've done this?
The first time here, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But it's been used in other cities?
They're doing, Quebec is doing it tomorrow night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it has been tried. I think they did it in Vancouver as well, but the first time in Manitoba. So, you know, we've been doing some pretty neat things here. We had that, the Voices from the Margins seminars, you know, five of them, and they had the street-affected youth come. And you talk to the kids, but, you know, they tell you, but you don't really know until you're out here and see.
Hey? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is just to get a glimpse into how they live. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, my name is Tammy. I'm sitting outside Crossways United Church at 222 Kirby. I'm getting ready to go on a hard night out. Purpose of a hard night out is to see what it's like to live on the street for one day out of my life. Why am I doing this? I think I'm doing this because I work with and for the community, and I think it's very easy to forget what we're here for and what we're doing. And as soon as it became a reality that I could afford a house with, you know, clean sheets and a warm blanket, I think you forget the struggles that you went through to get here. And I think it's very important that I go out tonight and remember where I was not that long ago, and that there's still people doing it every night, so that I don't forget who I am and what I'm actually fighting for by working for the community. And I'm terrified about tonight because I think it's very scary to go on the street to see some harsh realities.
What's your name?
Kyle.
Oh. And are you with an organization?
I'm with Operation Go Home.
Okay. And what do you do at Operation Go Home?
Emergency Youth Services. I'm frontline staff. I work with these youth on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
Come and use the resource center, they go to the powerhouse, on the streets. I know all the clients from the streets, and they tend to stick together. And if you end up by yourself, you can end up really down in the dumps, get easier to get addicted to everything. It's less likely you're going to learn your resources. But if you end up in that situation, it's best to make friends.
There you have three different perspectives from people who work with Winnipeg's homeless. We heard from Kyle from Operation Go Home, Tammy, who's formerly homeless and now a community worker, and we also heard from the manager of the Winnipeg Housing and Homelessness Initiative. A little research into that initiative found that the Homelessness Office is a branch of Human Resources and Skills Development Canada, and they're only open during office hours from 8:30 to 4:30, Monday to Friday. However, between now and March 11th, the National Secretariat on Homelessness is accepting nominations for projects that reflect a promising approach to homelessness. If you want to find out more about the program, you can contact them directly at 819-994-7392. That's 819-994-7392. For the Homelessness Marathon 2005, I'm Liz Clayton, reporting from CJUM in Winnipeg.